on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Madison in Ellicott City, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my dad because he skipped my graduation for his girlfriend's daughter's dance recital.
Are you?
Wait.
Are you kidding me?
What is this about? What happened?
So I actually just graduated from the University of Maryland, and this is just like, yeah. Well, thank you. See, I it's nice to be congratulated.
Okay, a little tense.
Moment, you know?
Yeah, huge, yeah.
And actually, it's big because I'm the first person in my family to actually graduate college, and it was such a big deal. So my dad promised he'd be there. Like, we had seats saved for him, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And an hour before I graduated, I get a text from him saying there's an emergency with his girlfriend's daughter.
Okay.
I guess what happened is her biological dad backed out of going to her dance recital at the last minute, and she had like a solo performance, and she was crying because she thought nobody would be there supporting her. And my dad felt like he had to go. And I honestly thought maybe he'd show up a little late. I kept looking for him in the crowd. Mm. He just never came.
What?
How old is his girlfriend's daughter?
12.
Okay.
Okay, so it's okay that you don't get support, but she needs the support.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Was the emergency, did he lie to you about some emergency, or he legitimately said this is the emergency, and the emergency being her crying at her dance recital?
No, that was the emergency, was his girlfriend's daughter crying at her dance recital because her bio dad didn't show up.
How does that feel? So how does that feel now? I mean, how are you feeling?
Well, not great about it. I mean, I think I'd feel better if I got an apology because, you know, later that night when I came home, I saw pictures online from the recital.
Oh.
And you know what? We did get into an argument and he never apologized. All he told me was, I had to make a hard decision. I have two daughters now. You're both equally important. And I'm not going to apologize for trying to support the both of you.
Oh.
And honestly, I feel like my dad chose his new family over me.
So he is already saying that's his daughter, but they're not married?
No,
that's just his girlfriend.
How long have they been together for? How long have they been together for?
About 2 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I think, obviously, that's great that there's a blended family and all that kind of stuff. That's life. That's reality, right? I'm not saying that he can't also be a father figure to this little girl or whatever. That's fine. But, like, you are perfectly capable of showing up for the both of you. There's no excuse that he was absolutely absent from one of the biggest milestones and accomplishments in your life. And the fact that he didn't even say sorry is honestly disgusting.
So is there anything we can do to actually make it better at this point? I mean, clearly we can't go back and do a graduation, but like, what do you want to try to get out of this phone call?
You know, all he can do is apologize for skipping the graduation.
Yeah, he's like not validating where you're coming from. He's trying to minimize it to make himself feel better.
Damn. He should have gone to her graduation, right? Unless we're missing something here. I mean,
there's no reason. There's like absolutely no reason for him, unless he literally was like stranded on the side of the road.
Right.
Like, unless
something
it was like
come
physical,
up, but he
like
made a choice.
Physical situation, like an absolute emergency. Like, you're in the hospital.
Right. That
but there's
be okay.
No reason why he should not have been at his daughter's graduation.
His girlfriend of 2 years' daughter.
And the fact that he literally is like, I'm picking her over you. Sorry, not sorry. Like, that's heartbreaking.
All right. Well, if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, let's explain what's about to happen. So we reached out to Greg and we said, hey, you know, we're a radio show here in town. We do a segment about forgiveness if somebody wants to bring you on. He knows it's you. Clearly, he knows this is you, even without prompting him. But is he willing to admit fault? That I don't know. Madison, hang on one second. I'm going to bring in your dad. He knows it's you, but we're going to have a chance to just try to guess who it is, even though he knows. Just hang on one second, okay? Okay. Good morning, Greg.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks a lot for agreeing to come on again today. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, she explained that there's somebody on right now that either wants to ask for forgiveness or ask for an apology from you. And she told me that you're pretty clear on who this week that wanted to do that. Who is it you think it is this week?
Well, it's got to be my daughter, Madison.
So it is your daughter. Madison, why are we here?
I want you to apologize for skipping my college graduation to go to your girlfriend's daughter's dance recital. It was one of the biggest moments of my life, and your girlfriend guilted you into choosing her daughter over your own.
I know you're hurt, okay, but I do, you know, this situation is a little more complicated than you are making it sound. Her daughter was devastated because her biological father backed out right at the last minute, and she had a solo that night, right, and nobody was going to support her. And I've been with them for close to 2 years, and, you know, in a way, I got a felt that I was being pulled between two daughters, and you're continuing to grad school. You're going to have another graduation, you know, in a couple of years. And this recital is just a one-time thing. And don't think I don't love you because I made this decision. I still love you. But I made it because I didn't want another child to feel emotionally abandoned.
So you just abandoned your own?
No.
Well, yeah, you did. You legitimately abandoned her on one of the on the biggest accomplishment in her life thus far.
This isn't easy for me, you know. It wasn't easy a decision to make, right? But, you know, this kid's only 12. I didn't want to emotionally scar her.
Your daughter was alone. She's emotionally scarred. Like, I don't understand how you can have empathy for your new girlfriend's daughter and not for your own.
I missed one ceremony.
The biggest one in her life.
She's going to have another one.
Do you have any idea how hard it was for me to be up on that stage looking into the crowd and trying to find my dad, but you weren't there? Did you care if my father was supporting me?
I knew that you would have other people there. I knew other people were showing. Got to tell you the truth. I thought you were more mature and would handle this a little bit more.
No. You're not gonna insult your daughter to make yourself feel better about your mistake.
To say it's not mature it's kind of unfair. But to be fair, I do also see what you're saying. You do feel like you had a lot of people to have to try to juggle that day.
Yeah. I know you guys think I'm a villain, but it's a tough situation to be in. And because I'm not there, it doesn't mean I wasn't thinking about you.
I was seriously, like, Dad, like,
of course.
The fact that you cannot understand this is so concerning to me. I'm your daughter. I'm your daughter,
Dad. Yeah, I know you're my daughter.
I should come
and
first.
I thought that maybe you'd have a little bit of empathy for my situation.
No. You don't get to turn this. Stop making yourself the victim here because you are not the victim. I understand you made that choice. But you're going to
And it was a tough choice to make, all right? It was a very tough choice,
right? You have now
finished
relationship.
And I'm not going to apologize for being caught in the middle of a very tough situation and having to make a tough choice.
You weren't even caught in the middle. You chose. You were not caught in the middle. You made
How do you know?
The decision. You shut up. You know what? I don't even know
all,
why
all
I...
You know, all you know is how it affected
all you.
See, you're not...
About. Is your new family. You should have been supporting me. You are my biological father. End of discussion.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology for missing her graduation, Greg?
No, I don't.
You're
I mean, I was in a tough situation and I did the best I could. But in that moment, I did what I had to do to try to help somebody at a young age where things are absolutely more impressionable and last for a lot longer, could damage her all her teen years. And it made a big difference.
Would you be willing to take calls on that to see if it was the right or wrong thing to do before you even asked to apologize?
I think you should.
Okay.
Greg says, listen, I had to skip my daughter's graduation because I've got two families now that I am focused on. You know, I obviously have my biological daughter's graduation, but I'm now dating a new woman and her daughter had a dance recital that, like, last minute, her biological dad couldn't show up. My girlfriend was like, listen, I really need you to come to this. It's also very important. Greg's like, listen, you're going to have more graduations in the future. So I had to make a decision. I couldn't be two places at once. I had to make a decision. Was it the right thing for him to go to his girlfriend's daughter's recital? Who's up?
This is Denise in Bel Air on one.
Denise, I mean, what do you feel like? Did Greg make the wrong decision by choosing his girlfriend's daughter over his actual daughter's graduation?
Absolutely not. I don't know why everybody's getting so revved up over this. It's insane to me.
I don't get that at all. What do you mean?
Greg's daughter is an adult. So for somebody to say, oh, well, he blew off his daughter to go hang out with his girlfriend's daughter, No, his girlfriend's daughter is 12. Her father decided to be a crap dad, and he decided not to show up. So the girl's sitting there crying because she thinks nobody's coming to support her, and she really wanted her dad to be there. So Greg, the man that he is, decided, I'm going to go to my other daughter's recital. My grown-up daughter can handle me not being there for her graduation, and we can celebrate another time. And if he asked his 22-year-old daughter, you think she's going to say, yeah, sure, Dad, go to the girlfriend's daughter's recital instead of my graduation?
Well, no.
No,
she's going to be selfish and say, I want you to come to my graduation. So then he would have felt even worse.
It's not selfish to want your dad to see you walk across the stage as you graduate from college.
It's 2 minutes in your life. We can celebrate anytime you want. This little girl's father is not coming to her event, and I'm going to step up and be the dad for her.
Wow. So you think that honestly that Madison's in the wrong by even wanting to try to compare the two?
I mean, it's not wrong to compare, but everybody should just look at both sides.
Okay. Thank you for calling. This is Jody in Baltimore. What's up, Jody? Good morning.
Hi. I don't even know what to say. I can't even speak. I'm so mad. Who stepped up for Madison?
Well, I mean, you know, Greg did say there was family there, you know.
So
it's not her dad.
Yeah,
it's not her dad. And also, it's his girlfriend. His girlfriend could break up with him tomorrow and he would never see that kid again. I just can't even believe that he doesn't even think that he should apologize for missing such a monumental moment in her life.
Yeah.
I would have nothing to do with that man.
Yeah. And I don't know why he just can't apologize. That's the part that's so confusing to me. Is like, why can't you just say, I'm sorry if it means so much to your daughter? Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Latoya on 2 in Middle River.
Latoya, we'll give you the final vote here. I mean, did he do the wrong thing by choosing his girlfriend's daughter over his own daughter?
He absolutely did the wrong thing. And it's been killing me even just to wait to even speak. The fact that he doesn't get it. I'm so outraged by that, that if it were my dad, he'd never hear from me again, ever. What it gives is that the girlfriend, what she's got under her skirt, he's so into that, that's why that decision was made. Because if he had a girlfriend that he just liked just a little, he would have said, honey, oh, I wish I could come, but my daughter's graduating. I feel like that mom should have said, I'm going to be there for my daughter. She should have comforted her child and said, I've got you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the recital. And then we're going to run over to the graduation. Mm-hmm. That's what should have happened.
Mm-hmm. You don't put them like head to head. That kind of felt like it was a competition of daughters there.
When he breaks up with that girl, his child is still going to have that damage forever. It's still going to be there. And he would not be invited to my next one. She shouldn't even want his apology. He can have it now, especially after she's already expressed how much it meant to her. Like, oh, my goodness.
Latoya's like, I need 2 more hours of this show. How long does this show go for? Because I can keep talking if you need me to. No, I think your point's been made. Thank you for calling.
Not a lie was told, Latoya.
I mean, Greg, what do you think, man? I mean, I think we got about 50 more calls we can take here if you need me to. But most people are pretty much saying this is, you should at least, your daughter is clearly upset you missed this graduation. If nothing else, you should at least hear that part. So what do you want to do with that? I mean, is that...
I think I got lost for a second there. I got caught up in something. I thought I was doing the right thing. I guess I didn't stop to think about how this was going to affect you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. I can see that now. And I'm not feeling good about myself. So if you can... if you can forgive me, that would be great, and I'll be better.
Madison, how do you feel?
It means the world to me that you were able to see how wrong you were and apologize to me. That really, really means a lot to me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're getting somewhere now.
I love you, Matt. I'm sorry.
I love you just so much, Dad.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.